You're listening to Thoughts from the Ledge, the official podcast of Gray Ledge Advisors with Scott Albrecio.
Hi, welcome back. This is Scott Albrecio, your host from the Thoughts from the Ledge podcast by Gray Ledge Advisors. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the SECURE Act 2.0 and the impacts it's going to have on the 401k market. Understand that this has far-reaching impacts past the 401k market to required minimum distributions, and there's 92 different provisions in this act, and we don't have enough time on a podcast to go through each one. But what I wanted to do was give you the highlights of some of them that are going to be impacting employers or sponsors, if you will, and then ultimately when those effective dates come into play for those type of changes to the plan. The other thing to keep in mind is that our record keepers are going to be catching up on a lot of the stuff and how to make this operational, which is why some of the dates have been pushed out until 2023 or 2024. But as the bill or as these acts come into play, we'll be addressing each one of them with you on an individual basis. So let's start off with the basics in terms of permitted employer matching contributions, usually go into pre-tax accounts. And now under SECURE Act 2.0, they can be made into a Roth contribution. So the employer still benefits from the contribution to the retirement plan. The employee gets to direct where they want that to go. If they have just a Roth account, they can have the contributions from the employer match go in there as well. This will need to be adopted. This was effective as of December 29, 2022. So anybody can amend their plan going forward to add that in there. What we're also looking at in terms of contribution basis is credits for small businesses, less than 100 employees. Employer contributions to this will be credited back to the employer. They have a complicated formula, no doubt that this came out of Washington, that will give you an idea of how much you can get back in terms of a credit. It's a percentage of the amount contributed for an employee whose wages do not exceed $100,000. So we could take our highly compensated employees really out of this equation. As a general rule of thumb, it's a maximum credit of $1,000 per employee. You get 100% of that in the first 2 years, 75 in the third year, 50, 25, and then no credit after the fifth year. So once again, this is an incentive for plans to take advantage of retirement options and that they want to make sure that they get these type of credits into the people's accounts, and this is where that money will be credited. These amounts will be gradually phased out for employers with 51 to 100 employees, but really the precipice is the small employer group that we're looking at. This was effective for tax year beginning of 2023. Matching contributions on behalf of employees who are repaying student loans. This is one of the biggest benefits that we've seen come through this. There was a private letter from the IRS last year, or maybe back in 2021 to a company that had employees that were making student loan paybacks, but because their student loan debt was so high, they couldn't afford to contribute to a 401k. The employer asked to make a contribution on their behalf. The IRS granted that right to happen, and ultimately Congress, in their infinite wisdom, adopted this. This is great going forward. We're going to have to figure out and work through the logistics of about trying to validate the student loans payments actually being made and the credit being given to the employee in their account, but something that we look forward to, we lobbied for as an industry. We thought that was very beneficial. So even though your younger employees that are starting out who have student loan debt can't save for themselves, they'll be able to take advantage of the company match based on the fact that they're paying back their student loan in a timely fashion. That will be ultimately starting for plans starting after 2023. So anybody going into effect this year, that will be there. We need to work through the logistics about how to track that. So more to come on that. There are required new 401k auto enrollment, auto escalation rules that are going in place for 2023. Auto enrollment means that each employee will automatically be enrolled in the program. Their auto enrollment would include a 3% contribution to their 401k. So auto enrollment is that part of it. And then auto escalation means that on an annual basis, the investment contribution, the deferral the employee makes will go up 1%. So he starts off at 3% the first year. The second year, he or she goes to 4%, and then 5%, 6%, up to a maximum of 10%. Let's put a little asterisk by this and say there's a caveat here. Everyone has the ability to opt out of this. They don't have to take it. They need to go online and physically opt out, saying they don't want to enroll in the program. They can also opt out of the auto escalation. They want the 3%, but they don't want to go up a percent every year. They've topped out on their contributions. So everything has an opt-out clause on it. But this is very beneficial for those people to get them involved in starting to save for retirement, because we've seen all the statistics about how underprepared we are for our retirement. This is forcing the issue for people to go in there and do that. Current plans, anybody that's on the books prior to 2023 will be grandfathered, but it is something that if you're restating your plan document that we highly suggest that you add into the program as well. There are some exclusions for the auto enrollment. Businesses with less than 10 employees, businesses that have been in existence for less than 3 years, church plans and government plans are all outside of the scope of the auto enrollment. Even though you're excluded by the size of your business, I would still encourage you to take advantage of it, because it benefits everybody in the long run. Remember, and for some of these people we're bringing on board, they don't see retirement for another 30 years. Our job as an advisory firm here to encourage them to start saving now. This will impact some people. We always get the question about part-time employees. If you have a long-term part-time employee, defined as employees who worked at least 500 hours in 2 consecutive years, the rule used to be 3, they'll be permitted to contribute to the 401k plan at that point in time. And that's something that is a great way to reward your long-time part-time employees. That will become effective for plans beginning after 2024. These are just some of the plan sponsor highlights. There's a multitude of changes that went on with the required minimum distribution age being pushed out to 73, 74, and 75, graduated out depending on when you hit those milestones. There are reduced penalties on missed RMDs. You know, we'd love to talk to you about any particular aspect of the Secure Act 2.0. We've read up on them. We've gone to the IRS website. We've sat in on seminars. We've talked to our record keepers. We've talked to our DPAs. We're a great source for you to bounce ideas off of. We look forward to being able to talk to you about that. With that in mind, thank you for listening to our podcast today, and I look forward to talking to you in another session.
You've been listening to Gray Ledge Advisors Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. To learn more, please contact your Gray Ledge advisor or visit us at grayledge.com.